Sean Mullen and Swift Current for a Thanksgiving contest between the Broncos and the Saskatoon Blades with Calvin Spencer. And Calvin had a big goal yesterday in a 4-1 win over Vancouver. How'd you feel overall about the way the game went?
It went good. I feel like we came together as a team after that first period. We started a little slow, but we figured it out, and we had a good game after that.
Tell me about the goal. Power play with you guys up only one in the third. It was a big moment for the team. Just tell me about how it came together.
It was kind of a scrambly play at first. Sis threw it in front, and I just lifted the guy's stick and happened to get past him, and I just put it towards the net. I wasn't really aiming it at all, but yeah.
Well, they're going to put you in front of the net on the power play, and is that the kind of play, the out-muscling the other D kind of thing that you have to do to have success in front of the net in that situation?
Yeah, I just have to get in front of that goalie and make sure he doesn't see it, and I will battle those defensemen in front of the net, and hopefully good things will happen.
Certainly the points came for you in the preseason. Good to get that off your back here, get the first one, and now feel like they're going to start coming?
It depends if I keep playing my game. I just have to keep playing my game, play my role, and see how it goes.
The physical side of your game has been very apparent all throughout the regular season. We have a crunch of the game feature in the post-game show, and I think you've been probably 90% of the time the recipient of the crunch of the game. Just talk about the importance of trying to set a physical tone that way and lay those big checks.
It's all about getting the opposite team's heads, their defensemen. If you go down and hit them every shift, they're going to be thinking about it later on in the game. So it's all about mindset, and it really gives your team momentum too as well.
Well, you guys have, I've been talking about this with the coaches a bit too, a real big right side now with yourself and John Martin. Adams has played some on the right side, and he can play a physical game. Do you feel like having that, you know, sort of wave of hard-hitting guys coming on the wing there is going to help you guys set that kind of tone?
Oh, definitely. Me and Marty are going to be setting the tone big for the team. We're going to be big role players here with our physicality and stuff, so we just got to keep that going.
Talking to Calvin Spencer of the Broncos. Calvin, two wins this weekend already. What do you think has been some of the difference for you guys in getting back on a winning note and finding the back of the net here?
We really came together as a team and started playing our systems way better. And it's all about getting more pucks in the net as well and playing a better defensive zone.
Well, and holding two high-scoring teams to a single goal in two games, a very effective D play. What's been better, you know, executing the systems? Anything else in particular that stands out for you that's been better defensively?
Really paying attention more to the details in the defensive zone, like where we're supposed to be, and getting pucks out as well is huge for us.
And lastly, you've got 3 games in 3 days here. How do you make sure you have enough energy for this one?
You just got to take care of your body on and off the ice, and get good rest, and drink a lot of water, pretty much.
Is it a short shift kind of game, though?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You have to shorten up the shifts, and but when you're out there in those short shifts, you battle as hard as you can, and get good rest on the bench, and then shorten up the shifts, yeah.
All right, thanks a lot, Calvin. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Calvin Spencer of the Swift Current Broncos. Had a big goal yesterday in a 4-1 win over Vancouver. Coming up next, we'll talk to the coaches as we get set for the Broncos and Blades on the Eagle 94.1.